Gregor Walker was 14 Seyfholdian years old. He'd spent almost a third of his life at sea on one of the family's two galleons, but this was the first voyage when he'd been allowed to actually begin discharging some of the duties of a real officer, rather than being stuck as a glorified cabin boy. It had been a heady experience, but even that hadn't been enough to blind him to the tension gripping his parents, especially since their arrival here in Faerade. He didn't fully understand all the issues involved. In fact, he didn't fully understand any of the issues involved in Karras' confrontation with the church. He'd been too focused on his own suddenly expanding professional horizons to worry a great deal about that. Still, he'd felt the anxiety, and, like his mother, and for that matter, every other member of the crew as well, he knew exactly where his father went to worry about things aboard Wave. He wasn't about to intrude upon his parents. His ears would have rung for 5 days from the clout his mother would have fetched him if he dared to do anything of the kind. On the other hand, a junior officer, even one in the early stages of his training and career, had certain responsibilities, which was why Gregor had taken to making his own quiet rounds of the ship before turning in at night. He'd been careful not to get too close to his father and mother as he waited for them to go below so he could be about his self-assigned additional duties without the undoubtedly sarcastic comments they would have made if they'd realized what he was up to. But he was close enough to see his mother's head snap up as voices shouted somewhere farther along the pier. Gregor was still trying to figure out exactly which direction the shouting had come from when it was interrupted by the most horrible scream he'd ever heard in his life. He jerked to his feet from where he'd been seated on a coil of rope and started across the deck towards his mother just as she crossed to the pierside bulwark with 3 or 4 quick strides. She grasped the rail, looking down towards the pier.
"Who are you?" she shouted suddenly. "What do you think you're doing?"
The shout from dockside was too indistinct for Gregor to understand. Something about Mother Church's name, he thought, even as he heard his father shouting something urgent at his mother from farther forward.
"Stand off!"
his mother barked. She charged down the steep poop deck ladder to the main deck and towards the head of the gangplank.
"Stand off, I tell you! We're coming aboard!"
This time, Gregor understood the shout from the pier, despite the Delphirakan accent of the shouter.
"The Shan Wei, you are!"
his mother shouted back and snatched a belaying pin from the pin rail beside the entry port.
"This is my husband's ship, and you bastards aren't—"
The meaty, ripping thud the arbalest quarrel made as it tore through his mother's body in a spray of blood was the most horrible sound Gregor Walker had ever heard. The impact threw her aside without even crying out.
"Mother!"
Gregor shrieked. He thundered across the deck towards her even while he heard fresh shouts, angry, conflicting shouts, coming from the pier.
"Whistler, you goddamn idiot!"
Elaine Deccan bellowed.
"I told you no shooting, damn it!"
"But the heretic bitch was going to—"
the trooper began to protest.
"I don't give a fuck what she was going to do. We're not out here to kill goddamn women who're only—"